Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In addition to everything on the ice, as a leader, I mean, in what ways did you see him maybe have more of a voice in the room? And what was it like seeing him sort of become comfortable in that role and use that voice?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, obviously you see how well he plays on the ice, but I've gotten to know him pretty well, so, yeah, I mean, he's the best. He's a great guy. Obviously, lived with him for 4 years, and we went through quite a bit, so for me, it's been great to see. I knew that he could do it, and I knew it was there, and I think, you know, he just knows what to say, and at the right time, he's not going to say anything too much, so you know when he says something that it means something, and you got to listen.
What's special about this group? I mean, not only is he taking a step as a leader, you guys have a lot of guys in that room that have those
Right? Yeah, it's been great. I think we just have so many guys you can lean on, and everyone's comfortable with each other, and if something needs to be said, I think guys don't take it personal, and anyone can say anything to anyone, and we're going to be a team no matter what, and I think that's the biggest step that we've made this year, and obviously it makes a huge difference playing and in the room. You know, I am 23, but I would like to say that it's not that much of a difference. I guess I don't know. I feel my age, I think, and we're all young. I think we're all growing up together, and I think that's part of what makes it special. And you know, getting to go through these things, and it's funny. I watched Cuzzy do some of the same things I did 2 years ago, literally exactly. So it's. It's good. It's fun to watch, and obviously we're all going to go through it together. And like I said, it's been a lot of fun.
Is that part of the dynamic that makes the group so close? You're
the
same age, you have the same experiences, and it seems like that's been one of the things that really brought you guys together.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I think it's been crazy just to see you guys growing up, and obviously a lot of us started here so young, and. Guys are having kids now, or I guess like Tage's wife is pregnant, so things like that is crazy to see, and obviously we've all done it together, and yeah, it's special, and hopefully we can keep it going.
You mentioned Dylan, and this was the first year he went through an 82-game season, went through that grind. What did you see from him as he was trying to go through this season?
You know, I was really impressed. It's hard, I think. Last year is different, mainly, I think, just because of the travel. You don't realize how crazy the travel is in an 82-game season when even just adding an extra hour onto one of the flights is a big deal. And, you know, I'm proud of Cuz. He worked so hard, and you can see at the end of the year he's still playing hard and being competitive every night. And that's a credit to him for getting himself ready to play and being ready to go.
He ends up with 13 goals, but you get the sense that when he starts finishing, he's going to be a 25-30-goal guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, the chances are the biggest thing. I think any player will sit up here and tell you that. And we've all scored goals in our life, and especially him, he scored a lot. So he knows how to score, and if he keeps getting those chances, they're going to start falling in. And I guess they come in bunches too, so that would be fun to watch.
After all that you went through this year, I mean, how nice of it to get back to your game this last month of the season as you got healthier and you were making the impact that you know that you're capable of?
Yeah, you know, it's tough at times, but I've had a lot of conversations about this the last few days, and you know, it's adversity that you're going to go through, and I've never had the long-term injury thing, I guess. So for me, there's a lot of things to learn and a lot of things I would do differently trying to come back. And, you know, but you look back at it, and I was just happy to be able to go out and play and have fun and be with the guys. I think that's the hardest part is boys are on the road and you're sitting at home watching the games. And so I was just happy to be back out there with the guys, and obviously have some success was kind of a cherry on top. Yeah, you know, that's part of the question I've been going through in my mind, and I think I still have some decisions to make on that, but the conclusion, I think, is, like, it is just some bad luck. Like, I've never had any long-term injuries like that. I've been doing the same kind of training for pretty much my whole life, so I don't think I would change that, but, yeah, maybe some things in diet or different exercises that I definitely can do better, and like I said, I'm going to analyze everything because it was tough and I don't want it to happen again. It's that simple. So we'll see. But like I said, I'm going to learn from it and I got some decisions to make.
You know how difficult it is to come into this league, you know, as a teenager. What did you think about the way that Owen handled it these last 8 games of the season? What did you learn about it that you didn't know when he walked in the door?
I mean, yeah, I think he did a great job, obviously. Can see the skill and the talent on the ice, and yeah, he's a good player and he's a big boy. It's crazy. I did not know he was that big, but he was great in the room too. He loves hockey, loves talking about hockey. So we have a lot of guys like that. So he fit right in, and we really enjoyed having him.
So you, Bill, and Peyton are all natural centermen. Going forward, one of you has got to play wing, and all three of you have played wing before. How do you look at it moving forward in that type of situation where there's basically two spots for?
Yeah, I don't think any of us really care whether we play wing or center. I mean, obviously, maybe some of us rather play center at some times, but either way, especially in our system, like playing wing, you end up low in the D zone playing center all the time. We can all take draws, and I think that's a big thing to have too. Especially if one of us playing with Cuz, we have righty lefty for faceoffs, and it makes a big difference. So. Personally, I can't speak for them, but it doesn't really matter to me playing wing or center. I enjoy playing both, and they both have their benefits for sure.
Kyle was asked yesterday, who's the next Tage to break out, and he mentioned you. What does it mean to see firsthand that Tage went from healthy scratch to a 38-goal scorer that you know it's possible for him?
Yeah. I mean, it was awesome. I think everyone could see how much talent and just his shot in general is crazy, and you know, I think he kind of put it all together this year, and yeah, I don't know. I don't really have the right words to say, but we're all so proud of Tage. We've been through so much with him, and he's been here since my first year and Rass's first year, I guess. So we've seen some ups and downs, and we've seen Tomer have struggles. We've all had struggles, and to see him come out this year and score 38 goals, I mean, that's crazy, and we are so proud of him, and extremely happy for him.
What is Don's concept of playing free and letting you guys make mistakes? How has that impacted your season?
Yeah, I think that's huge. That allows a lot of growth, I think, especially for younger players to make plays and not feel trapped. For us, it's huge, especially at the beginning of the year. I think you saw we made probably some bad turnovers, some bad mistakes, and all of a sudden, by the end of the year, we learn from them, and we're either putting a puck in or now we make that play. And I think that makes such a big difference, ends up in chances or simply just making the right play. So for us, Donnie's been great. I think it's probably been said a lot, but he has been great, and it's been a lot of fun to play for him.
On that note, Casey, this time last year, there was so much uncertainty. You didn't know who your head coach was going to be. You didn't know who was going to be even on the roster. Now it seems like you've got the foundation for next year. How much more confidence does that give a player like yourself, or especially the young guys, too, knowing the continuity is going to be there next year. Some of the, you're going to see almost the exact same guys in the locker room next year and have the same coach and things like that to keep this thing going for next year.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I think especially with the culture that we've built and the camaraderie we have in the room, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think everyone is kind of sad to see the season end here, and I mean, I just had meetings and everyone's already talking about September, so I think everyone's excited, and obviously we've got a lot of work to do in the off season, but it's going to go by pretty slow, I think.
Talking to Don, you know, in your exit meeting, what kind of things would he like to see you improve on as you move forward in the summertime?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the biggest thing for me is going home and making sure that I'm 100%. Obviously, it's been a bit of a battle, and personally, I think there's things I can work on. I want to get quicker. I want to work on my skating a bit, and I think I have the right things in place to do that. And yeah, but like I said, it's always going to be getting stronger. I'm still a pretty young guy. Getting stronger and getting faster is the two biggest things for me.
What will give us a glimpse of what it would be like for you watching the playoffs at home? Two televisions going. We're under the impression that you may watch more hockey than anyone. So,
I don't know who told you that, but yeah, I got lucky. My dad actually made a man cave, and I guess I'm moving out this summer. But in my parents' basement, and there's two TVs down there, so I'm not moving out till the 15th. So I'll be down there for a while. And yeah, it gets harder to watch every year, especially I think with the success we've had at the end of the year, we can kind of feel that we can take a step, and yeah, I love watching hockey, so I'm going to be watching all the games for sure.
Casey, obviously the culture is there. What is it going to take for you guys to take that next step to become a contender?
Yeah, I think we need to keep doing what we're doing. Obviously, there's always going to be ups and downs. I mean, it's a long season, 82 games, it always happens. But I think the way we stuck together this year, obviously there was some downs early, and the way we stuck together and came out on the other side, I think that's something that we can look towards and realize that we can do this.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.